Good morning, Kansas City, and welcome to our Kansas City Christian Faith Center radio broadcast. This is Dr. Michelle McIntosh, First Lady of this church. Pastor John McIntosh and I thank you for joining us today and trust that this time together will be a blessing to all our listeners. And if you like what you hear, please invite your loved ones to tune in as well. Due to the coronavirus, our church continues to meet every Sunday by way of teleconferencing. Please join us every Sunday afternoon from 2 p.m. to 3:30 p.m. via freeconference.com. Our call-in number is 605-313-4834, and the access code is 997-020-pound. You may also obtain this call-in information on our website at kccfc.net. One more important announcement. I'm happy to advise that on September 2nd, 2021, my book titled Prayers That Reach the Throne of God was released for sale. You may purchase my book on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, or visit our website at kccfc.net. This God-inspired teaching on prayer will give you the understanding on how to pray effectively against Satan and his demonic assignments. Now, the next voice you hear will be that of Pastor John McIntosh.
Good morning. This is Pastor John McIntosh from Kansas City Christian Faith Center. Let me welcome you to our radio broadcast. And please remember these words from the book of Romans, chapter 10, verse 17. So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Well, praise God for the privilege and the honor and the opportunity to share with you the living word of God. Family, let's get together in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the privilege and the honor to gather around your word. It is our sincere desire to know you more personally so we may serve you more faithfully. We ask and invite the Holy Spirit in to think through my mind and speak through my lips the wisdom, knowledge, understanding, and the truth of the only living God. I pray for everyone within the sound of my voice that their ears are open to hear and their hearts to receive the uncompromising word of God. Satan, we rebuke you and render your powers null and void, and you cannot stop anyone from receiving what they came for today. This we ask and we covenant with you. In the name of Jesus Christ, the anointing one, we pray. Shalom. Amen. Well, we're going to continue our teaching on our subject, the meaning and the importance of faith. The meaning and the importance of faith. If you have your Bibles, please open them to Hebrews chapter 11. That's Hebrews chapter 11. And I will read our foundational scripture we have been using for our teaching on the meaning and the importance of faith. And for today's message, I will be reading scripture from the Amplified Study Bible. So if you found Hebrews 11, please go to verse number 6. And it says, "But without faith, it is impossible to walk with God and please him. For whoever comes near to God must necessarily believe that God exists and that he rewards those who earnestly and diligently seek after him." Amen. God wants to reward his children for their faithfulness to his word, and he is only moved by faith. I have mentioned before that all of God's promises are activated by faith. It is time that you acknowledge the sovereignty of our Lord and practice obedience to his word. There are many blessings that result from living a faithful life, such as divine protection, revelation, wisdom, miracles, strength, and success in one's personal life. Faith is the channel or the connector that unlocks all of God's promises for the believer. Please turn in your Bibles to Romans chapter 1. Again, that's Romans chapter 1, verse 17. And it says, "For in the gospel, the righteousness of God is revealed, both springing from faith and leading to faith, disclosed in a way that awakens more faith. As it is written, and forever remains written, the just and upright shall live by faith." Amen. The word "live" is an interesting word because it means literally and figuratively to live life. That verse did not say that the just shall live by prayer, even though we are commanded by the word to pray without ceasing. It did not say the just shall live by worship, even though we are commanded to worship him in reverence. And it certainly did not say that the just shall live by the giving of their tithes and offerings, even though we are commanded to bring all the tithes and offering into his storehouse. No, it said, the just shall live by faith. You must understand that to receive the benefits from prayer, from the worship, and your giving are all consummated by faith. As believers, making faith a reality in one's life should be top priority. Amen. There is a profound truth found in the book of Hosea, chapter 4. Again, that's Hosea, chapter 4, verse 6. And it says, "My people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge of my law, where I reveal my will." A lack of knowledge can result from one or two things. Either you have not heard the word, or you have rejected the word or the knowledge provided for you. Romans 10, verse 17, tells us that, "So then faith comes by hearing what is told, and what is heard comes by the preaching of the message concerning Christ." If you have never heard Romans 10:17, that faith comes by hearing, then you would never have any knowledge regarding faith. Let me give you another example. If you were never taught God has provided healing for you through his son Jesus, then you would never know you can live a long and healthy life. Please go with me to the book of Psalm 91. That's Psalm 91, verse 16. And it says, "With long life will I satisfy him, and I will let him see my salvation." Amen. You have to hear the word, believe the word, and act on it. God wants you to have a long and satisfying life. And because you have a free will to make your own decisions, then you can't be destroyed for rejecting the available knowledge given to us by God. That verse, Hosea 4:6, "My people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge of my law, where I reveal my will. Because you, the priestly nation, I have rejected knowledge, I will also reject you from being my priest. Since you have forgotten the law of your God, I will also forget your children." Amen. God is saying something very profound here. He says, because you have rejected the word and the knowledge that he has provided for you, because you have a free will either to accept it or reject it, then God is saying that, you know what? Okay, then I'm going to reject you and your children. Please don't end up in that predicament. Operating by faith is and should be the number one priority in one's Christian life. Let me repeat that. Operating by faith is and should be the number one priority in the Christian's life. God put us in charge. If we do not listen to God and find out how all this is supposed to work, then it becomes distorted, and that is why you have the bad things. If there is any good things to be done, we are going to have to do it. God is not going to do it because he has given us the authority to do it. Please turn your Bibles to Genesis chapter 1. God has given us the authority. That's Genesis chapter 1, and we will read verse 26 through 28. Verse 26, and it says, "Then God said, let us make man or mankind in our image, according to our likeness, let them, mankind, have dominion or authority over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, over the cattle, over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth." Verse 27. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. Then God blessed them, amen, and said to them, "Be fruitful and multiply, fill the earth and subdue it. Have dominion or the authority over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over every living thing that moves on the earth." Amen. God has given us the authority and he has blessed us. That's why he can't do anything. Now we must remember, there is a malevolent spirit, which is Satan, who wants to keep things in turmoil, confusion, destruction, and death. You can operate by the Spirit of God through the Word of God by faith, and you can make things good for your personal life. No individual, and remember this, no individual can make it good for the whole world except Jesus. But you can make it good for your own personal life. You can make your own Garden of Eden. God wants you to have it. Open your Bibles to the book of John, chapter 10. Again, that's John, chapter 10, verse 10. And we will read part B of this particular scripture. And this is Jesus speaking. And he is saying, "I came that they may have and enjoy life and have it in abundance to the full till it overflows." Amen. He says he has come that we might enjoy life and have it in abundance. We serve an abundant God, not a God that is lacking in anything. God wants you to have it. Amen. Everything that we need or desire is out there in the spirit world. By our faith, we make the transfer. Remember, faith is our channel or connector for our benefits into this three-dimensional physical world. Either we get the things or we get the money to buy the things. One of the two. Now, most people, including some of you that are listening by radio, work on a job for someone else. And if you have not realized it by now, you are not going to get ahead. You do not have your own business, so you are not the boss. You ought to be able to recognize by now that the economic system of the world is not designed for you to get ahead. They are presided over by Satan. He is in control of them because Adam gaining control of the world when Adam sinned. He literally gave it over to him for nothing. Jesus came back and purchased the world system back for the family of God. That is and has not yet been instituted worldwide. The potential is there for you as an individual to have your piece of the pie, but you have to get it by exercising your faith. You have to get it by exercising your faith. Now think with me for a moment. The world economic system is not designed for you to get ahead. It is designed to keep you chained to the wheels of industry so that those who are in control can grow richer and you can grow older. You cannot get ahead in the system, not legally. It is designed for you to legally get ahead, because if you get ahead legally, you become independent. And if you become independent, you cannot be controlled anymore. So if they can keep you under control, they can manipulate you the way they want, so they can enjoy the benefits of your work and labor. It is amazing how things change over the years relative to the economic system of the world. There was a time when a goal for the working class was to ascend to the hourly wage scale of $10 an hour. When you made $10 an hour, you have really arrived. Man, you have made it. The goal for the working professional was to become what was so-called a $10,000 a year man. That used to be my goal also. Now, let me give you some statistics regarding the economic system. Now, remember, we serve an abundant God that has supplied us with everything in abundance that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of Him. Because of Adam's sin, he literally handed the world over to Satan. Now, I'm going to give you some prices of some goods and services from the year of 1960 compared to the prices today. And let's see how Satan controls this economic system. In 1960, gas was 31 cents a gallon. 31 cents a gallon. Today, it averages anywhere from $3.54 to $7 a gallon. $3.54 to $7 a gallon. Milk in the 1960s was 52 cents per half a gallon. Today, it starts at $3.69 and goes up. Eggs per dozen was 57 cents. Today, it can be anywhere from $4 to $6.54. Coffee was 75 cents per pound. I don't know what it is today because I don't drink coffee, but I'm sure it's much higher than 75 cents per pound. Bread, a loaf of bread was 20 cents. Today, it can start anywhere from $4.39 and go on up. The price of a Chevrolet Corvair 500 was $2,038. $2,038. You can't get a Chevrolet for anywhere under $45,000 now. Now, this is 1960. Look at the disparity in these prices. The average home median value back in 1960 was $11,900. $11,900. The average home in California is probably somewhere in the neighborhood of $350,000. $350,000. Isn't that a large disparity in terms of 1960 to today? And don't tell me, well, we're talking about some 60 years from now. We serve an abundance God. Why do things have to be so high? Why? Because Satan is running this economic system. If you ever become financially independent of the circumstances, then you might decide you do not want to go to work. You might want to go shopping in Paris on a Monday instead of going to work to the office and punching that computer terminal or whatever the line of work you do. If you do not want to be dependent of the circumstances, you're going to have to learn how to do it God's way. If you do that, the finance mongols are not going to get any richer, and they do not want you to get ahead. They want you, and they want to keep you and tied to that machine. There are so many of you who are making good money, because I used to make good money, more than you have ever made in all your life, and are still not making enough. Amen? With all that money you are making, I will guarantee you that not many a person in 100 is saving half of your weekly paycheck. I bet you not half of you in 100 is not saving a half of their weekly paycheck. You are probably, like most working people, living up to every nickel and dime you make. I know, because I used to be one of them. But I have good news for you. How many of you like good news? Well, there is a place in God where you can rise above the circumstances of life, but you have to learn to walk by faith, amen, and not by sight. I have done it, and that is why Dr. Michelle and I are so gung-ho on this, because we know it works. We have been there, done that. We couldn't pay our bills because of my stupidity, because I didn't pay my bills. And so consequently, I kept us down. I kept us in the hole. But praise be to God, we knew there was a better place, and we got ourselves in God's financial plan. And we are out of debt, and we don't owe anybody a penny. Amen. To God be all the glory. And it can happen to you. We have done it, and that's why we take the time to share it with you and go over and over and over and over the same thing. And sometimes, and it might be redundant, but it is workable. It is feasible for you, and you can do it. The system will not let you, but faith will. Amen. Because all the necessary ingredients are here. All the necessary ingredients are here. There are manufacturing things every day. There are making new model cell phones, computers, cars, every day. It is not like it is not here. You just don't have the money to get it. But you can get it in Christ. Amen. I said you can get it in Christ. Remember, those things are not the end. Amen. Those things are not the end. But Jesus says, I have come that they may have life and they may have it more abundantly. John 10:10. The abundance, amen, the abundance goes with the life. The abundance goes with the life. He does not want you just to have life, to live here, to die, and to go to heaven. Because heaven is not the goal. Let me repeat that. I know that might sound kind of cruel, but heaven is not our goal. How many of you heard someone say that Mr. Johnson had died and he went home to be with the Lord? he went home to be with the Lord. Well, first of all, he's not at home. You're already at home. Turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 5, and we're going to read verse 5 and 6. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 5 and 6. And it says, "Now he who has made us and prepared us for this very purpose is God, who gave us the Holy Spirit as a pledge, a guarantee, a down payment on the fulfillment of his promise. So then, always being filled with good courage and confident hope, and knowing that while we are at home in our body, we are present with the Lord." This is our home. Heaven is not our home. Well, I'm just about out of time, but please join us for Sunday services. That's every Sunday at 2 p.m. just by dialing 605-303-4834, access code 997-020#. Our services start at 2 p.m. sharp. Please remember these words from 2 Corinthians 5, verse 7, "For we walk by faith, not by sight." God bless you.
Thank you for sharing this time with us. And if this message has been a blessing to you, please consider supporting this ministry with a financial offering. You may send your tax-deductible gift to Kansas City Christian Faith Center at P.O. Box 171431, Kansas City, Kansas 66117, or visit our website at kccfc.net and give online. Until next Wednesday morning, we love you and confess in faith that you will live in victory, spirit, soul, and body. In Jesus' name, amen.